to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
So we've got another edition of Agent Talk, and this week we're looking at it from yet another perspective. I cannot wait to share this time with Jana Miller from Live Urban Real Estate. So we're looking at it from the perspective of the broker. How are you not only caring for your agents, but also helping them guide through this time, right? Because we know we're not through COVID yet, but we're at a place where we have to look forward to say, how can we take what we've learned and continue to navigate? So you've been a realtor now for what, since 2009? So
that's right.
A little over 11 years.
I got in right when the market was completely tanked. I thought it was a good idea.
Perfect timing. But from that, I mean, what a great learning experience. You were absolutely something totally different. It was time for a life change. You're a political consultant, you were in marketing, you were a journalist. I mean, so many phenomenal industries that you were a part of. And then you came into real estate. Tell us really quickly kind of what changed your path into real estate at that time.
Yeah. Well, I guess it was sort of always in my bones, really. My dad was a developer. My mom was a real estate agent for quite a while. I've always just loved old homes, architecture. I love neighborhoods. You know, I live in West Highlands. I was always very connected to my neighborhood, volunteered in the music festival, the Sunnyside Music Festival. For me, it was just sort of this thing that was almost like in my DNA and inevitable.
I keep telling my kids that. They're saying no so far. I'm trying. So, and you've been the managing broker of Live Urban for 3 years, a little over 3 years. So
yep.
You've seen a lot of change as technology speeds up, as the industry changes. You have to be on point to help navigate those changes and maintain kind of the level that you guys have risen to, which is a phenomenal brokerage to be a part of.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, we're really fortunate to have a really great staff. We have a small, kind of a lean, mean staff, but we're very close. We work closely together. And of course, we have our founder and our owner, John Scrabeck, who I nicknamed Obi-Wan John about 3 years ago, and it's now on his business card. So he's officially Obi-Wan John.
That's fantastic. I love that. Well, and that goes to speak to the community that you guys do and the humor, right? I mean, that's part of the thread of who you guys are. So tell me how, as an established brokerage, so you're not a new brokerage that's coming into this from a different perspective, you were established, you had a great business model and great business. So you had to redevelop, reestablish. Tell me what this journey has looked like for you.
Well, I think like everybody at the beginning, it looked like when you start a real estate career and you drink from a fire hose, that's really what it looked like and felt like. But, you know, we just sort of immediately decided, okay, how are we going to react? What are we going to do? We're not going to start trying to just throw things against the wall. We're going to sort of hunker down, stick to our core values, remember who we are, remember why we got here. And we obviously went into some sort of long-term planning because we were assuming that there was going to be pretty significant market downturn, maybe not in terms of like average price points, but just maybe if the market was here, it's still sellers and buyers, but now it's here. Everything, you know, there's just less volume basically in the market. So we decided that it was really a time for people to reflect, hunker down with their families, friends, their people, their quarantine, be safe and have that space. Like we've never been a brokerage that is all about what are you doing for your numbers and you know, where are you getting your next transaction? We're really more about a lifestyle brand for both our clients and our brokers. We closed down the offices. Staff started working from home. Agents largely work from home anyway. We have space in both of our offices, but they largely work from home. We really just sort of shifted into that, you know, to try to keep it calm and be safe mode. But then we really were working on keeping up on all the rules, all the regulations, because we wanted to be a leading brokerage on doing the right thing, right? Following whatever the rules were. And as you know, they were coming down like, you know, crazy and sporadic. And
right.
One day they were one thing and the next day they were another thing. So really participating, setting up WebEx meetings with our brokers, keeping them all informed. I participated in a managing broker group, which was just wonderful and delightful. Alex Tuke from Peak talked about that, I think, mm-hmm. in one of your previous editions.
Yep.
And there was a group of about 12 of us. We shared ideas. We talked about best practices. When our regulatory bodies weren't telling us what to do, we were figuring it out based on what we thought was the right thing to do, sort of our instincts. We participated in a group letter that we all signed and sent to the governor's office and to our real estate board, basically saying, here's what we think good standard practice should be. And not sure how much influence it had, but not coincidentally or coincidentally, it was very similar to what we sent them. So it felt good to be sort of active and part of that as a brokerage community.
And that's a good place for a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Your home purchase has a long-term impact on your ability to build financial wealth. We at The Ruth Team will continue to be alongside you well beyond the closing date. Whether helping to refinance a loan, transitioning to your next home, or building multi-generational wealth through investments, we are committed to finding you solutions other lenders can't or simply won't. We look forward to helping you build wealth through real estate by generating passive income for a more financially secure future. Get started today by visiting TheRuthTeam.com. That's TheRuethTeam.com. Your resource for helping you build wealth through real estate.
And let's continue the conversation.
Question even to your long-range view ability, right? Your political activists, your consulting work that you did, the journalism work that you did, you had to look at landscapes from a wider lens. And so that really had to come into play when you were managing your teams, is to say, okay, we know what we're trying to do here, but we also need to know what we're trying to do up here and continue to guide us forward, which you were very active. I know a number of people that were in that group, and I was a huge fan of the fact that, number one, you got together and you didn't have to. You came together across brokerages, across enemy lines in the old way of thinking about things, and became partners and allies in kind of the fight and education and awareness.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would like to point out that several of the people in that group I met through you. So thank you very much. You're a great connector. That's true. I think that part of being in a managing broker role is that you need to sort of get out of the forest and you need to always take that 30,000 foot view. And I think that needs to be your guide. Mm-hmm. And I think this applies to real estate agents too. You know, it's sort of, what is your why? Who are you at your core? Right. Mm-hmm. And if you don't veer from that, but you sort of, you think of, you know, life and your evolution as going like this, you're fine. But if once you start going like this, you've lost your way. So I think it's the same for an agent or for a brokerage. And that's really what we try to do.
And I want to go back to Live Urban, your core, right? Your core is family. It is community. It is having fun, which is one of the things that I love about, I mean, there's every agent in there is kind of has that motto and that mentality. So talk a little bit about some of the things that you made sure to hone in on that you were kind of doing before, but what helped you carry through that time that you're going to continue doing?
Yeah, 100%. We're a lifestyle brand. We're very connected to our communities. We have an office in Highlands, an office in Cherry Creek, and we live in our neighborhoods. We care for our neighborhoods, you know, like so many real estate agents. And yes, we do like to have fun. I will hasten to add that we are also a very strong and good company. We've been around for 15 years and do a really great business with a really great sweet spot of price points and entrenchment in our neighborhoods and communities. But we do like to be a little fun and quirky sometimes. So we did some things like we held mindfulness sessions. We hired a mindfulness coach. This guy, great guy named Nate Ewart, we like to say he's the Live Urban massage therapist because so many of us go to him. He did WebEx sessions where we were all encouraged to be in our cozy living rooms and sitting on our pillows and with our getting our Zen on, all that. And he would lead us in breathing and mindfulness exercises sort of meant to like ease trauma and that kind of thing. So that was really interesting and a very fun way, an interesting way to connect, I think, on a different level, even within our own brokers. We did, once we were allowed to, we did park parties. So we did, of course, 10 groups or less. We're still doing these. And we did, we hired one of our agents who owns Freshcraft Restaurant. Sarah Riggs and her husband own it. And so they did, or they're still doing brown bag lunches for us. So everybody signs up and you get a brown bag sandwich and a little drink. And we gather in different parks, City Park, Sloan's Lake, Platte Park. And, you know, we just bring our own chair, bring our own blanket, and we talk and just kind of reconnect, you know, so we can see each other's faces again, because it's so much about, you know, that connection. And then before we decided to open up our office, our offices, we have floor duty, which is a great opportunity for people to get, you know, call-ins, walk-ins. We have a lot of web traffic on our website. But in order to find out really what people wanted, I surveyed them first and just asked them, are you interested in doing floor? Do you want to bring clients in the office? That's sort of the polling social science part of my background. Ask the people what they want, ask them what they think, and then give them what they want and, you know, meet their needs that way. So we found that, lo and behold, people wanted to go in the office and they wanted to do floor and they wanted to be in the energy. And we got a walk-in buyer on our second day open at Highlands. You know, some guy saw a flyer in our window and said, I just saw that house on Zillow and I love that house and I want to go see that house. So it's amazing how when you open it up and you show the world that you're here, they want to come, because people still need to buy and sell houses.
Absolutely. Well, Jana, thank you so much for taking this time and sharing with us and great ideas, both from the perspective of leading your family, your team, your brokerage, as well as from an individual agent, how we can kind of look to those things that you're doing as a role model and be able to continue growing our business. Because we're always looking to that next level. At least I always have, right? It's like, what is that next level doing and how do I program a plan to get there.
Well, and thank you for doing this for people, for the brokerage community. I appreciate you asking me to be a part of it and just to share a little bit of Live Urban story. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Right. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com. or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories, get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Roof Team on YouTube or visit our site, theroofteam.com.